Queridos, o mejor dicho, queridísimos
dear,
amigos.
Or rather, very dear friends.
Algunos de los que me precedieron. ¿No?
Some of the speakers who preceded me.
Fue Bob, decía que algunos se preguntaban.
I said that some of them were wondering.
¿Por qué me recibían en esta
why was
iglesia?
It that I was being welcome in this church?
Y él contó interesantes anécdotas.
And he told very interesting stories.
Me habían llevado a la otra iglesia.
Of the day they took me to the other church.
Sobre eso debo hablar también.
I should speak about that too tonight.
Pero pero es que no solo algunos de ustedes.
But it happens that not only some of you, but
que me recibían a mí.
I was also wondering why I was being welcomed like this.
Yo mismo,
it is that I myself,
cuando me estaba vistiendo,
while I was getting dressed
para venir acá,
to come here tonight,
me quité de todos los trajes.
I got rid of the business suit.
Y me puse esta ropa que es la que había usado.
I got rid of my business suit and then I went into this fatigues which I have been wearing for so many years. I have been wearing this till international diplomacy has forced
me. No hace mucho.
Not very long ago.
A ponerme una guayabera.
To wear a guayabera.
Pero descubrí,
but then I discovered
que yo no tenía una sola guayabera.
That I did not have only one guayabera.
Me prestaron guayabera.
Then I had to borrow one.
Movilizaron no sé cuánta gente.
They mobilized I don't know how many tailors in order to have some guayaberas cut for me.
Por la noche.
That was in the midnight.
Yo me tenía que ir al otro día.
I was supposed to leave on that trip
me
the next day.
Por la mañana.
I tried it in the morning.
Y realmente estaba tan
and actually it did not
amplia.
Fit. It was so big.
Que yo en broma,
it was so big that as a joke,
le dije a los amigos,
I said to my friends, look,
me referí a una persona,
I mentioned a person
con la que he tenido contradicciones,
with whom I have had some contradictions.
Pero que, al que pude, a la que pude conocer,
but somebody I was able to meet later, and he's not a bad person.
Era presidente un país.
He was the president of a country.
Latinoamericano.
Of a Latin American country.
Y yo le dije, óigame.
And he was fat.
Ustedes me han hecho la guayabera del gordo tal.
So I said to the tailor, you have tailored that guayabera for that man and not for me.
Corre, recorta.
It was broad like this,
pero me tuve que poner la guayabera.
But I had to wear it nonetheless.
Después le cuento un amigo, una familia.
After that I said it to a friend,
que tenía
to a family,
una hija diseñadora,
who happened to have a daughter who's a designer.
Holanda, Inglaterra.
In Holland, she had studied in Europe.
Tenía relaciones
that
con
family
Cuba
had had relations with Cuba for a long time.
Descubrí que no tenía ningún
I told
traje
them that tampoco. I discovered that I did not have any civilian clothes.
Entonces me ofreció
so they offered me her services,
familia,
that family,
para hacerme
and then she designed some suits for me.
Bueno, en realidad, me hicieron como,
well, actually,
como tres o cuatro.
She prepared about three to
pero
or four
trajes,
suits for me.
Le aseguro,
but
que no
I assure
nada,
you that
nada,
I did not know anything about suits.
Ni. Ni la tela,
not nothing about the clothes,
ni la camisa,
or the shirt,
ni la corbata,
or the tie,
ni los yugos,
or the couplings, you know, I did not know anything.
Unos zapatos de punta,
and the shoes, very uncomfortable
claro,
shoes.
Los pies míos no estaban acostumbrados a eso.
You know, I was not used to that.
Tenía unas viejas botas.
I had my old boots.
Media raídas ya,
somewhat old and
no por pobreza,
not because I was poor,
sino por costumbre,
but because I was in the habit of wearing my old boots.
Tanto cariño mis
they
botas
were
que
so
no me las...
comfortable, you know, that I did not want to leave them for a new pair of shoes.
Quería quitar. Y entonces, por fin terminé.
Finally,
con
I ended up
guayabera,
dressed in a guayabera,
traje,
in a business
corbata,
suit, with a tie,
camisa,
with a shirt,
yugo,
with the cufflinks,
zapato,
with shoes.
Que no me los pongo porque
I'm not wearing them
no
now. I don't like them much, you know.
Y por fin, bueno, y ahora soy un honorable caballero.
And now I am an honorable gentleman.
En las reuniones cumbre. Y a cada rato hay una reunión cumbre. Bueno,
once
ya.
In a while there are summit conferences and I have to dress up like an honorable gentleman in a business suit.
La reunión sobre desarrollo social.
There was another summit on social development.
Que si París.
And in Paris I had to pay a visit to that country, to
claro,
France.
En todos los lugares me bajo con este.
In every place, you know, I leave the
y
plane wearing
cambio
my fatigues.
Las visitas,
and then I change for
museos,
those protocol visits.
Todo.
I wear my business suits.
Y entonces, bien. No sé si me he ido civilizando.
I don't know if it is because I'm becoming more civilized.
Yo tampoco quería dar la impresión de ayudar que yo fuera a aparecer como un señor militar allí o algo de eso, que yo no estudié esa carrera.
You know, I did not study the career of looking like a gentleman in a business suit.
A mí no me quedó más remedio que
I only had to do it.
Tener que luchar.
And I did not study to be a politician. I had to
tener que aprender.
I had to learn the trade no along the way.
Hicimos algunas guerras y lo interesante es que las ganamos.
And the interesting thing is that we waged a battle and we won.
La nuestra era muy difícil, pero no le voy a hacer esa historia.
It is very difficult, but I'm not going to tell you that old story.
Pero llegamos a ser muy poquito.
But there was a time in which we were only a few.
A veces menos de 10.
Sometimes there was a time in which we were less than 10.
12.
Sometimes we were 12.
Pero nuestros adversarios eran como
but our adversaries,
y al final, en 25
though there were many, in 25 months,
nuestra revolución venció
our revolution was victorious.
Lo venció de manera total. En combate abierto.
We won in the open battles.
Estamos siendo guerrillas y después.
We were in the guerrilla forces.
Una combinación
and
de
then with a combination
irregular,
of irregular war.
Habíamos aprendido el oficio.
We learned the trade of guerrilla warfare.
Pero nos gustó aquella ropa y nos quedamos con
but
ella.
We liked those fatigues that we wore at that time.
Me sentía muy cómodo.
And as
no
I have, I felt so comfortable in those fatigues, I kept wearing them all
bueno,
these years.
Les contaba
well,
que fui al hotel.
Anyway, I was telling
no,
you the story.
No, estoy en hotel, no,
I went to the hotel, not to the hotel, excuse
no, en
me.
La misión de la embajada.
I went to the Cuban mission.
A ponerme esta ropa.
To wear this fatigue, to go back into my fatigues because I had been wearing the business suit before.
Porque yo decía,
because I said to myself,
si la otra vez fui con esta ropa,
if the last time I went to Harlem I was wearing my fatigues,
¿cómo me voy a aparecer en Harlem,
how come I'm going to go to Harlem
vestido
dressed
de caballero
in a business suit?
Pensaba en estas cosas, pero de repente se me ocurrió pensar lo
I was
mismo
thinking
que
about this, but after that I started thinking what I said before.
¿Qué hago yo en Harlem?
What am I going to do in Harlem?
Esta noche.
What am I going to do there tonight?
¿Qué hago?
What shall I do?
¿Qué digo?
What shall I say?
Porque yo, bueno, en las Naciones Unidas puedo decir algunas cosas.
I can say a few things at the United Nations.
Pero aquí no tenemos inmunidad parlamentaria.
But here we don't have immunity to go into certain subjects.
Tengo además, allí soy cuidadoso.
There I have to be careful.
Aquí también lo tengo que ser.
But here I have to be cautious too.
Nadie vaya a pensar.
Nobody should believe
que yo me mezclo en los asuntos
that I'm interfering in internal affairs of this country.
Y yo le juro que no me voy a mezclar en nada que no sea justo.
I swear that I'm not going to get mixed up in anything that is not public.
Pero algunas cosas abstractas, genéricas,
only some abstract, some generic things, some philosophy.
Pero, ¿qué digo?
I said, what shall I say to them?
¿De qué hablo?
What shall I speak about?
Yo se me recordé que sí, que
then I remembered
cosas que decir.
That yes, I had things to tell you. I had things to talk to you about.
Sin violar ninguna ley.
Without breaking any law.
Sin caer en una corte jurisdiccional.
Without having to be taken to a court.
Aunque espero que en ese caso ustedes me vayan a visitar.
So I hope that in that case you will go to visit me.
Pero es que recortaba tanto aquellos días.
I was really recalling tanto, those days.
Y con tanta
you know,
gratitud.
Those days were coming back to my memory.
Yo decía, tengo que venir.
I remember with such appreciation those days in which I was here in this neighborhood.
Tengo que venir a saludar
I said to myself,
hermanos.
I have to go there and say hello to those people. Because it was in Harlem.
Y junto con ellos, a los hermanos,
where I have to go and visit there. And together with them, the Latin American, the Puerto Rican brothers and sisters.
Y algunos hablaron.
And some have been spoken here.
Había eventos. Oh. Ayer creo que había una
I think
comida.
That yesterday there was a dinner.
Yo creo que el alcalde dijo que yo
yes,
era un demonio.
Yes, but I think the mayor said that I was a demon.
Demonio no se le podía invitar a
and that a demon
comida.
Could not be invited to dinner.
Caramba. Voy a pasar hambre el primer
I said,
día.
I'll go hungry the first day on New York.
Me dijeron que había un concierto.
After that, I was told that there would be a concert.
Pero que invitaban las Naciones Unidas.
That the United Nations was extending the invitations.
Pero la orquesta era de la alcaldía.
But the orchestra was under the mayor.
La alcaldía dijo... O el alcalde, ¿no?
And the mayor seemed to have said,
de ninguna manera
no way,
orquesta podía tocar una
the orchestra cannot play if the demon is in the hall.
Sí. Lo insólito.
It's really incredible.
Una familia amistosa.
It's outrageous because here there is a friendly family.
Rica.
A wealthy family and a group of businessmen
me invitaron.
Invited me last night for dinner.
Invitaron al demonio.
They invited the demon.
Paradojas.
It's a paradoxical.
Y debemos alegrarnos.
And we should be happy.
Porque son muchos más.
Because there are many more.
Los que comprenden.
The people who understand that the blockade
absurdas.
And all those things are obsolete.
Son cosas locas.
That those are crazy things.
Y muchos hombres de empresa
and many businessmen
se oponen hoy al
are
bloqueo.
Today opposed to the blockade.
Y luchan contra el
blockade. And they are striving against the blockade in their own way.
Ahora bien, yo no estoy aquí.
Now, I am not here
Porque no me hayan invitado a una comida.
Because they did not invite me to dinner tonight.
Ayer.
Or yesterday.
Ni estoy aquí.
Nor am I here.
Porque no me hubieran
because
invitado
I had not
una
been invited
hoy.
To dinner tonight.
No, hoy hay comida también.
Today there is a dinner.
Y yo estoy excluido.
I have been excluded.
No por ser demonio.
Not because I am a demon.
Tan mal como
I have not been
demonio.
So ill-treated tonight.
Pero bueno, no sé.
I don't know.
Si perjudico.
If it is because
cualquier actividad política.
I hurt a political activity if I am present. I don't know.
Pero si me hubieran invitado.
But if I had been invited.
A la alcaldía.
To the mayorship.
Tenía que ir por elemental.
I would have had to attend out of mere courtesy.
Si me hubieran invitado.
If I had been invited.
A la filarmónica.
To the Philharmonic Orchestra.
Hubiera tenido que ir.
To the concert, I would have had to attend for reasons of elementary courtesy
de elemental paciencia.
And even out of patience.
No porque me fuera a aburrir.
Not because it was going to be boring for me, that concert.
Pero oígame, eso de estar rodeado
but
de jefes
me,
de Estado todo el tiempo,
being surrounded of heads of state all the time is sometimes unbearable.
Pero sí les puedo asegurar
I can assure you though
que yo habría asistido a
that
la comida,
I would have attended
a la que me habían invitado
that dinner
amablemente
to which
los empresarios,
I was invited by the businessmen
y no habría faltado jamás al encuentro con ustedes.
But I would have never failed to come to this meeting with you.
Porque lo primero que hice
because the first thing I did
cuando se habló del programa,
when the program was brought up with me was to say
de
that I wanted to visit the Teresa Hotel and that I wanted to have an encounter with you here in Harlem.
Pero nadie podrá decir que yo inventé una reunión.
But nobody will be able to say that I invented a meeting tonight just not to attend.
Pero otros lo inventaron comida.
Others have invented dinners and things.
Y me excluyeron.
And they have left me out.
Entonces yo tuve más tiempo.
I had more time then.
Tuve más tiempo, pude cumplir más.
So I had more time free to be able to come and discharge my duty and my decision to come and see you tonight.
Pero aquella vez.
But that day, I mean, those were unforgettable days for me, the days when I came to the Teresa Hotel many years ago.
Era tal la hostilidad.
There was such hostility.
Había tanta campaña.
There was such a campaign
yo pasaba por una zona
against our country
y me hacían así.
That I passed by one area and they did like this.
Yo no sabía que quería decir aquello,
I didn't know what they meant by that, but I could imagine that it was something. Something was wrong.
Pero todo cambiaba cuando llegaba a Harlem.
But everything changed when I came to Harlem.
Todo el mundo.
In Harlem you did this.
Hoy hay algunos cambios, excepto algunos compatriotas nuestros que
today
todavía
it is
no
different,
se han acabado de
with the exception of some fellow citizens of ours who have not yet become
algunos,
followers of the cause of sovereignty and independence. Only a few. Actually, they are less and less.
Gastaron dinero, gastaron de todo,
they spent
pagaron,
money
y buscaron no sé cuántos recursos.
And they found resources
Me decía una periodista, ¿te sabes qué?
A journalist was telling me this evening.
Hay 58 protestas.
Do you know that there have been 57 protests against you?
Qué suerte I tengo said, yo que no he visto ninguno.
I'm a lucky man, I have not seen any. I don't know where she gets the data, but I said, I have seen thousands of people saying hello.
Ahora hay gente que me saluda en muchos lugares.
I have seen many people waving hands at me.
Sí, realmente hay cambios.
I've seen changes in the way people look at us.
Vivía la Guerra Fría.
Remember that in those days when I came here first, those were the days of the Cold War.
Con la revolución recién nacida.
The revolution was practically a newborn.
Eso fue en el año 60.
That was in the year 1960.
Y entonces me hicieron la vida imposible.
And then they made life very difficult for me in that hotel where I was staying.
Yo tenía todavía un poco de mentalidad guerrillera.
I still had somewhat the mentality of a guerrilla.
Me voy para el patio
so I said,
de las Naciones
I'm going
Unidas.
To set up a tent in the patio of the UN.
En una casa de campaña allí.
I'm going to set up my tent there.
Seguí pensando, si hubiera un contacto aquí con el Hotel Teresa.
And then it was said that we had the contact with the Teresa Hotel.
Hay una cosa mucho más estratégica.
I said there is something more strategic than that.
Irme a parar allí en el Hotel Teresa.
I'm going to stay at Teresa Hotel.
Yo sabía que iba a contar con
I knew that here I would have the heart of the neighbors of Harlem.
Evidente. Era evidente la injusticia, era evidente la discriminación.
Injustice was obvious, discrimination was obvious to me.
Y como revolucionario,
and as a revolutionary,
sabía la recepción que tendría.
I knew that I would be welcome in this neighborhood.
Pero eso es lo que dijo Lincoln, se puede engañar.
I remember what Lincoln said.
A la gente.
You can deceive.
A toda la gente una parte del tiempo.
All the people, part of the time.
A una parte.
Part of the people, part of the time.
No se puede engañar a todo el mundo.
But not all the people all the time.
Pero ustedes fueron la parte de la gente.
But you were the part of the people.
A quienes nunca pudieron
who
engañar.
Were never deceived.
Aquí contó Rosamari las personalidades que vinieron.
Rosemary here said all the personalities that came to visit me at Teresa Hotel.
Líderes internacionales.
International leaders.
Que en muestra de solidaridad.
Who in solidarity with me.
Vino Khrushchev.
Even Khrushchev came.
Sí, Khrushchev fue uno de los
yes, Khrushchev was one of the first leaders who came to visit me.
Era el jefe de una superpotencia.
And he was the leader of a superpower.
Le agradezco, le reconozco.
I appreciated that gesture that he had.
Khrushchev era un hombre de origen campesino.
Khrushchev was a peasant.
Astuto.
He was a very shrewd peasant.
Simpático.
Very funny guy.
Y subió las escaleras y no desbarató aquella
cosa. And he did not dismantle his country, by the way. He became a leader, but after that, many of the leaders came
Nehru,
to visit. Nehru, one of the great leaders, historical leaders, one of the great politicians.
Y vino Nasser.
And Nasser.
Vino Nkrumah.
Nkrumah.
Uno de los más prestigiosos. Vino numerosos dirigentes.
Many.
Al Teresa.
Many great leaders came to visit me at the Teresa Hotel.
Grosera maniobra de hostilidad.
They rejected that gross maneuver
no
of hostility against our country. It did not pay
en
off for anyone. Actually, it offered me an unforgettable memory and a reason for feeling eternal gratitude
hacia el pueblo norteamericano
for the American people
porque veía en
because I could see in you the best representative of the virtues of the American people.
Yeah. Se creó una historia. ¿Y saben cuánto tiempo hace de eso?
And you know how long ago that was?
35 años.
35 years ago.
Así que se cumple el 35
so this is the 35th anniversary
de mi visita.
Of my visit, my first visit
lo increíble
to this neighborhood. Now the incredible thing is
que todavía me expulsen.
That I'm still expelled.
De las comidas,
I'm still being left out of the dinners and the receptions and the banquets.
Como si no hubiera cambiado nada.
As if nothing had changed all these years.
Como si todavía estuviéramos en la Guerra Fría.
As if we were still in the days of the Cold War.
Frío hacia acá adentro.
It's cold inside. But it's not a Cold War.
No. Calor humano.
There is human warmth.
Fría. Parece que la iglesia no tiene mucho.
But the weather is somewhat cold. It seems to be that the church does not have funds for the heat.
Bueno. Es increíble que se repita la historia.
It's really incredible that history is repeating itself that way.
De esa forma. Ahora, yo tendría que hacerme otra pregunta.
Now, I would have to ask myself another question.
¿Por qué reciben ustedes?
Why is it
con tanto respeto, con
that you're receiving respeto. Us here with such great respect?
Y eso tiene que tener una respuesta.
And there must be a reason for that.
Tiene que tener una respuesta. Que si otros no han cambiado, nosotros tampoco.
Because if others have not changed in their hostile positions, we have not changed either.
Y otros cambiarán.
Others might change.
Porque no tienen la razón.
Because they do not have the reason.
Y nosotros no cambiaremos.
They are not right, but we will never change.
Porque tenemos
because
la razón.
We are right.
Y la mejor prueba.
And the best evidence.
La mejor prueba.
The best evidence.
Son ustedes.
Is your presence here
y el calor y el
and the warmth
con que
and the love
recibido.
With which you have received me here tonight.
En el día de hoy. Y pienso que nuestro pueblo
and I think that our people
ha cumplido sus deberes
has discharged
morales,
its moral duties.
Ha cumplido con sus principios.
It has discharged its it has observed its ideals, its principles.
Con la solidaridad.
And we have been in solidarity.
La compañera Rosa María hablaba.
Comrade Rosemary here.
Sobre algunos de los esfuerzos.
Spoke about some of the efforts of
Cuba.
International solidarity that Cuba has made.
Habló de médicos.
She spoke about our doctors.
Más de 15,000 médicos cubanos.
Over 15,000 Cuban doctors
han prestado servicios
have
internacionalistas
worked
en el tercer mundo.
As internationalist missionaries in other countries.
Millones y decenas de millones de
millions
personas
and tens of millions of people have been taken care of by our doctors.
En África,
in Africa mainly.
En América Latina.
In Latin America also. And in other parts of the world.
Cientos de miles de
hundreds
vidas
of thousands of lives
se han salvado
have been
por
saved
el esfuerzo de sus médicos.
By our doctors' work.
Miles y miles
thousands and thousands
de profesores y maestros
of Cuban teachers and professors
técnicos
have trained technicians also our technicians in many fields have gone to other countries
Cuba
to work
que se quedó con 3,000 médicos.
Cuba was left with only 3,000 doctors
de los 6,000 que tenía.
Out of the 6,000 it had in 1959
y nos llevaron 3,000.
3,000 left
mejores salarios, mejores
they were incited by best salaries here in the United States.
Sin embargo, hoy tenemos
however,
casi 60,
nowadays
000.
We have 60,000.
Yeah. Y si un día los norteamericanos
and if one day
necesitaran
the Americans were to need doctors,
yo sé que tienen muchos.
I can tell you that we can give you.
Mucho y muy bueno.
We have many
pero si en algún
good
lugar,
doctors.
En algún rincón,
we know that you have
barrio,
them. But if
no
in any
médico,
neighborhood you don't have a doctor,
nuestros médicos
our doctors would come to work here.
Para citar otro caso de solidaridad.
Just to mention another case in which solidarity was present.
Los nicaragüenses necesitaron médicos.
The Nicaraguans needed doctors.
Ustedes saben que en aquella época de otras partes no le mandaron médicos.
You know that at that time doctors were not sent from other parts
cañones,
of the world.
Cañones, ametralladoras,
others sent cannons, machine
bombarderos,
guns, bombers,
y municiones de
and ammunitions of all kinds.
Y mientras de otras partes enviaban
so while others
hombres
were sent in
que conducían a la tragedia, a la muerte,
were sending people to carry tragedy and death, 2,000 Cuban teachers
en su mayoría mujeres,
went there, most of them women.
Se fueron a enseñar a Nicaragua.
They went to Nicaragua to teach
pero no
the Nicaraguans how to read and write.
No a las ciudades.
But they did not go to Managua,
no
not to the
montañas,
capital. They went to the mountains.
A las selvas.
They went to the places where there were no teachers.
A los lugares más apartados.
They went to the most remote places.
Y cuando pedimos voluntarios para
and when
misión,
we asked for teachers to volunteer in Cuba to go to Nicaragua,
se ofrecieron 30,000.
30,000 volunteered.
30,000. Vea, hermano, vos, qué sentimiento de
look, brother Butts, what a sentiment of solidarity our people has. So that has been growing in our people.
Cuando algunos contrarrevolucionarios
and when some counter-revolutionaries, some gangs
asesinaron
in Nicaragua,
algunos maestros,
some contras killed some Cuban teachers,
se ofrecieron 100,000.
100,000 Cuban teachers volunteered to take their places.
Esos fueron los valores morales que se fueron creando.
Those have been the moral values that we have been creating with the changes in our country.
Y voy a citar otro ejemplo.
And I'm going to mention another example.
Cuando hubo un gran terremoto
when there was a big
Perú,
earthquake in Peru
que mató 100,
which killed 100,000 people, which killed 70,000 people,
pedimos donaciones de sangre,
we asked for blood donations from our people
y en 10 días,
and in 10 days
se ofrecieron y se se hicieron
we received from our people
100,000 donaciones
100,000 blood donations to give them to Peru.
Cuando hubo un terremoto en Armenia,
when there was an earthquake in Armenia,
se ofrecieron y se deshicieron 50,000 donaciones.
50,000 blood donations were given by
cuando
our people for them.
En Irán,
when there was an earthquake in Iran and thousands of people died, we also collected thousands of donations.
Algún ciclón,
and wherever there has been a tragedy, a hurricane, an earthquake,
técnicos,
our technicians,
médicos,
our doctors,
pueblo,
our
estado,
people have made their contribution
de ayudar,
to help,
independientemente de ideologías,
regardless of ideologies,
independientemente de que tuvieran o no,
regardless of whether those countries had diplomatic relations with us or not.
En esa conciencia. Ese es el país bloqueado.
That is the country which is under a blockade.
Ese es el país al que se acusa de violaciones de los derechos humanos.
That is the country that has been accused of violations of human rights.
El país que ha elevado el promedio de vida.
The country that has raised
perspectiva de vida casi 76.
Life expectancy to almost 76.
Y que al reducir la mortalidad infantil,
and that has reduced infant mortality rate
de 60 por cada mil nacidos,
from 60 per 1,000 live birth
a menos de
to
10,
less than 10,
ha salvado la vida. Ha salvado la vida cientos de
and in
miles.
Doing so, it has saved the lives of hundreds of thousands of children.
De niños. ¿Y a cuántas personas les ha prolongado la vida?
And how many people are living a longer life? How much pain
ha superado?
Has been relieved?
¿Cuánto dolor físico?
How much physical pain has been relieved?
El mismo modo que eliminó en los primeros años
el
analfabetismo.
Illiteracy was eradicated in the first years of the revolution.
Y que tiene hoy el más alto per capita.
And today we have the highest per capita.
El más alto per cápita.
The highest number of teachers and professors per capita, and that among all the countries of the world.
El más alto per cápita de médicos.
The same way we have the highest percentage of doctors per capita in the world.
Es el país acusado.
That is the country which is being accused of violating human rights. A country that has pursued a steady line of absolute
la integridad
and total respect for the physical integrity of its citizens.
Y el mejor testimonio fueron los 3,000 prisioneros.
And the best evidence were the 3,000 prisoners we got in the Bay of Pigs.
No hay uno solo.
Not only one of them can say that he was ill-treated. Not one of them was killed. Not one of them was murdered even after when they were captured after battle.
O a que alguien se le haya tocado un pelo.
Not one of them was hurt.
Volvieron como héroes.
They came back as heroes.
Y algunos incluso cambiaron.
And some even changed after that.
Pero nadie pudo decir que
but no one could ever say that they were hit by one of our soldiers.
Honor,
that is our
gloria.
Honor, that is our glory,
historia,
that is
no
our history, no matter the slander, that is the truth.
He hablado que hemos donado nuestra sangre.
I have said that we have given our blood donations
para salvar vidas.
To save lives in other countries.
De médicos, de maestros.
We have talked about teachers, about
pero
doctors,
hemos hecho algo más que
but eso. We have done something more than that.
Hemos derramado la sangre.
We have shed our blood.
Patriota.
We have shed our blood
para luchar contra
to
el
fight
colonialismo,
against colonialism and to defend the independence. Feel that we have discharged our duty to humanity.
Los 15 años que
that is the 15 years
contra
that we
Sudáfrica,
fought against South Africa,
racismo,
against apartheid.
15 años.
15 years.
Luchando.
For 15 years we were there fighting apartheid.
Hasta el final.
Fighting racism till the very end.
¿Qué hacían con nosotros? Nos decían que nos bloqueaban.
What were they doing with us? They said that we had to be imposed a blockade.
Porque estábamos cumpliendo esa misión de ayuda allí.
And they were doing that, they said, because we were giving assistance to that country.
Luchando contra los
Because we were fighting the South African racist.
Pero esa es una historia muy interesante.
But that is a very interesting story, you know.
Igual un día de verdad.
Something that will one day have to be written.
Uno de los más horribles
One of the most
sistema de discriminación.
Awful systems of discrimination and racism was the one that existed there
en aquel país.
In that country, in South Africa.
Decenas de años después del
Tens
fin
of
del fascismo,
years after the end of fascism and Nazism.
Sin embargo,
that situation existed there.
Hoy no se habla mucho.
However, not much is talked today about that, you know.
Nosotros conocemos bien la historia.
We know that history very well. We know it very well.
A Sudáfrica no la bloqueamos.
South Africa was not blockaded.
No le impedían comprar alimentos y
South Africa was not prevented from purchasing food and medicines.
Y al país que luchaba heroicamente.
And the country that was heroically fighting against the racist.
No le vendían una medicina.
Was not sold one medicine.
Una aspirina.
One aspirin.
Un citostat.
One citostat. For a cancer patient, that was the punishment.
Hoy todo el mundo es feliz.
Today everybody's happy.
Porque se acabó el apartheid.
Because the apartheid is finished.
Hoy todo el mundo es feliz.
Today everybody's happy.
Porque se produce la independencia de Namibia.
Because the independence of Namibia was attained.
Dura fue la lucha.
But there was a tough struggle.
De Namibiano.
By Namibians, Angolans, and Cubans. They had to fight very hard.
Para que usted tenga una idea, nuestras tropas
For you to have an idea,
estaban cerca de las fronteras
our troops
de
were close to the South African border.
Un país poderoso,
a powerful riquísimo. Country, a very wealthy country, South Africa.
Y nosotros a más de 10,000 kilómetros
and we were over 10,000 kilometers away, I mean Cuba.
Aquella lucha.
We were still keeping up that fight 10,000 kilometers away from our territory.
Claro, aquello no era fácil.
Of course, that was not an easy task.
Cada vez que los angolanos iniciaban alguna
Every time the Angolans started an offensive,
intervenían los surafricanos.
The South Africans came over. And put them back. And we said to the Soviets,
que asesoraban allí en el
who were the advisors to the Angolan headquarters,
que esas ofensivas no
that those offensives
hacer.
Were wrong. They
si
couldn't
no
do that. If they were not able to prevent the South Africans from attacking them, it was useless to conduct
no
those
manera.
Offensives.
Eso no se entendía.
But they did not pay attention. They did not understand that.
Till
there was a moment when a very serious crisis was created.
A punto de perderse
a moment when the war was practically lost.
Y nosotros,
and then
cubanos,
we, the Cubans,
tuvimos que resolver el
problema. We had to solve the problem.
Enviaron. Enviamos muchas de nuestras mejores unidades.
We sent many of our best
pilotos.
Divisions. Pilots, planes,
y le decimos, le vamos a prohibir a los surafricanos
and we
intervenir.
Said to them, we are going to prevent the South Africans
cuando llegó la situación, había
from
una gran
acting.
Crisis.
When we arrived there, there was a great
y
crisis.
Cuando se desarrolla la batalla de Cuito,
It
Guanabale.
Was when the Cuito-Guanabale battle took place.
¿Sabe cuántos hombres envió Cuba a Angola en ese momento?
You know how many troops Cuba sent to Angola at that moment?
55,000 hombres.
55,000 troops.
55,000 hombres, lo cual habría y voluntarios todos.
And all of them on voluntary basis.
Lo más importante.
That's the most important thing of all.
En Cuito Guanabale se estrellaron los racistas.
And in Cuito Guanabale the racists could not win.
La batalla al este.
They wanted to have the battle to the east.
Lugar difícil.
In a difficult place.
Y allí le hicimos la trampa.
But there we lay a trap for them.
Trampa contra la cual se estrellaron.
Against which they clashed.
Porque se convirtió en un símbolo.
Because their Quiriguana Valley became a symbol.
Enviamos las fuerzas necesarias.
We sent the necessary forces.
Para frenarlas.
To stop the South Africans' advancement.
Obligarlas a estrellarse
allí. And to force them to defeat.
Movimos 40,000 soldados.
While we moved 40,000 Cuban troops.
20,000 soldados angolanos.
And 20,000 Angolan troops.
Hacia el suroeste.
To the southwest.
Para amenazar.
To threaten them on the other side.
Al ejército surafricano.
To stop the South African army from trying something different. So we were able to create the necessary balance of power.
Sencillamente para alcanzar la victoria.
Simply to stop them and to attain victory.
La aplicación de la resolución 435.
So the implementation of resolution 435 and at the end to put an end to apartheid.
A la heroica lucha.
That was our contribution to the heroic struggle of the South African people.
De eso no se habla allí en Naciones Unidas.
You know, at the United Nations, they don't speak about that.
Escuché un gran número de discursos.
We have heard a great number of speeches.
Se hablaba y se aplaudía la independencia.
People spoke about the independence. They applauded the independence of the African countries.
Parecía obra y milagro.
It would seem that that was the work and miracle of the United Nations.
Se hablaba del fin. Se hablaba del fin de la apartheid.
There were talks about the end of apartheid.
Obra y milagro.
Like the work and miracle of the United Nations.
De las Naciones Unidas. No se mencionó un solo cubano de los que murieron.
There was no mention about one Cuban of the many Cubans who died there.
El nombre de Cuba.
The name of Cuba was not even mentioned.
Vean cómo a veces.
So look how sometimes.
Se pretende. Escribir la historia.
People intend to write history, pero, forgetting reality.
Pero ¿qué es lo más extraordinario?
But what is it the most extraordinary about this?
Es que Sudáfrica se había convertido.
It is that South Africa had become
en una potencia nuclear.
A nuclear power by then.
Y nosotros lo sabíamos.
And we knew it.
Incluso la dislocación de nuestras tropas.
We even deployed our forces in such a way
estaba, se realizaba tomando en cuenta que Sudáfrica
that we were taking into account that South Africa
tenía armas nucleares.
Nuclear warheads.
La cuestión era ver si se decidían a lanzarla o no.
The right of the matter was whether
porque
they would decide to drop it or not. Who were they going to use the weapon against?
Y después, ¿dónde?
Against
dentro
us
de la propia
and where?
Sudáfrica.
Inside South Africa?
No se podía sostener el apartheid.
Apartheid could not
nucleares.
Sustain even if they had the nuclear
pero
weapon.
Por ahí se acaba de publicar un libro que
but a book has just been published
donde se habla de que Sudáfrica
where they say that in ya. South Africa at that time, they had tens of nuclear weapons at that time.
Granadas nucleares.
They even had nuclear grenades.
Una respetable fuerza nuclear.
They had a respectable amount of nuclear warheads.
Ya en detalles, en virtud de
investigaciones. It has been described in detail in that book.
Norteamericano y un periodista.
In research made by American journalists
sudafricanos.
And South African journalists. That was the situation at that time. Did anyone protest?
¿Acaso se ignoraba que Sudáfrica tenía armas nucleares?
Was perhaps ignored that South Africa had the nuclear weapons at that time?
¿Pero por qué no se dijo una sola
why
palabra?
Was it that nobody said a word about that?
¿Por qué no hubo una denuncia?
Why was it that there was not a denunciation about South Africa having a nuclear weapon?
Porque ahí estaban los cubanos.
Why? Because the Cubans were fighting there.
Luchando
the Cubans were the ones fighting the South Africans there.
Y al parecer,
the South African racists.
No le importaba.
And apparently, some did not care
si
whether the South Africans used the nuclear bombs against the Cuban and Angolan
esa
troops
verdad, ese,
there.
Esa es una historia que está por escribir.
That history is still to be written.
Investigando y profundizando.
More research should be made about that.
Según la teoría de estos escritores,
because according to the theory of these journalists and researchers,
fascistas,
fascist groups and racist groups in South Africa
han conservado
have been able to keep some of those weapons that they have, and they have them under their control right now.
Pero así se escribe la historia.
So that is history, you see.
Así se manejan las relaciones.
That is the way international relations work.
Determinadas personas, determinados
países. That is the way certain people and certain countries look at history.
Pueden fabricar armas nucleares.
Certain allies can manufacture as many nuclear weapons as they want. Nobody cares.
Si es cualquier otro país.
If any other country.
Como fue el caso de Corea.
As it was the case of Korea.
Sin que todavía se supiera con qué.
People say that they wanted to manufacture a nuclear bomb. Nobody knows with which resources they were going to do it. Anyway, a great scandal was made.
Pero la Sudáfrica de
but
la
South Africa,
racismo,
the racist South Africa, the South Africa of apartheid could have as many,
le permitieron alcanzar
as many nuclear weapons as it wanted. It was allowed to have access to the nuclear energy.
De todas las armas que consideró.
It was allowed to have as many nuclear weapons as it wanted.
Por eso, al hablar de la historia
that's
de
why
años
when talking about the history of these years of revolution, I think that one of the most dangerous and risky pages written by the Cubans was the one written in that struggle against the racism and apartheid in South Africa. And the Namibians and the Angolans fought.
Solo Cuba.
And outside from those two countries, only Cuba
en el mundo
was involved.
Derramó su sangre
only Cuba shed its generous blood against apartheid and against racism.
Hay países donde desaparecieron más de 20,000 personas. Desaparecidas.
There are countries where more than 20,000 people are missing. There is a country
Guatemala,
in Central America, Guatemala,
donde desaparecieron a más de 100,000
where over 100,000 people are missing.
Desde la invasión mercenaria
and
contra
that comes from the days of the invasion against a democratic government there. And I do not want to mention other countries, but thousands of people have disappeared in Latin America.
Jamás en Cuba.
That has never happened in Cuba.
Uno de esos países fue bloqueado. Cuba sí fue bloqueado.
None of those countries has been blockaded. However, Cuba is still under the blockade.
Esa es la realidad.
And that is the reality. That is historical reality. And we are against every blockade.
Ese bloqueo va
anyway,
contra hombres,
blockades goes against mujeres, the people, against men, women, and children, against the youth and the old.
Tiene a matarlo de hambre.
It kills those people. It makes
porque
them starve.
Ningún bloqueo ha sido tan duro.
But no blockade has been as tough and as rigorous as the blockade against Cuba.
Yo creo que no es justo.
I think it is not fair to use blockade as a weapon against any country. It is not logical.
Porque son armas contra el pueblo.
Because those are weapons against the people, against ordinary people.
No tienen por qué usarse, se quieren prohibir las pruebas nucleares.
There is no reason. People want to have a ban on nuclear tests. Yes, we agree. All the nuclear weapons should be removed.
¿Pero qué es un bloqueo?
But what is the blockade?
Como decíamos hoy,
as we were saying today at the United Nations,
como un arma atómica,
if not like
a
noiseless atom bomb,
que mata
which kills
a la gente.
People,
pueblo,
which
civiles,
kills the people, which
no
kills the children, which kills.
No tiene justificación.
There is no justification for a blockade.
Si me he extendido,
if I have overextended
no
in my speech, it is not because I had the idea.
Me he extendido porque quería
I have spoken this long because I wanted to meditate with you.
Sobre alguna de estas cuestiones.
I wanted to think with you about some of these matters.
En las cuales justifico la idea.
With which I justify the idea
de que hemos sabido ser fieles.
That we have always been loyal.
A nuestros principios.
Faithful to our principles.
Y que ustedes con su
and
gesto,
that you with your gesture.
Reconocen esa conducta de Cuba.
Of receiving us here tonight, recognize our loyalty to our principles.
Aquí en Harlem,
here in Harlem,
conocí a Malcolm X.
I met Malcolm X.
Conocí otras muchas personalidades. Eran días difíciles.
Those were difficult days.
Siempre son difíciles.
Well, we always are in difficult days.
Pero por delante estaba una lucha muy grande.
But we had ahead a very hard struggle.
La grande batalla de Martin Luther King.
The great battles of Martin Luther King
were
civiles. Still to take place. His struggle for the civil rights.
La grande lucha de
the great struggles
negra,
by the
Hispanica,
the black,
Latinoamericana,
the Hispanics, parte, the Latin Americans
por mejorar sus condiciones
to improve
de vida,
their living conditions.
La lucha de los ancianos,
the struggle
los
by the
enfermos,
elders, by the sick.
Sé perfectamente
I know very well
que muchas de esas conquistas
that many of those conquests
hoy están corriendo
are in danger today.
Sé que hay algunas personas,
I know
algunas personas,
I know
que quisieran barrer
that some eso. People would like to sweep away all those conquests.
Pero barrerlo completamente.
Some people would like to do away with all those conquests,
ancianos,
to do away with every assistance to the sick, to the elder. They would like to do away with the affirmative actions.
Barrer.
They would like
con todo
to sweep away all the great achievements
que el pueblo más humilde
that the American
Unidos
people, the ordinary, humble people
ha logrado
of America have attained in all these years.
De lucha. Bueno, hago una breve referencia
well,
a eso
I just
más.
Make a brief reference to this.
Y espero que nadie
and I hope
impute por ello,
nobody would contest me for that.
Pero hacia Cuba, desde Estados Unidos, se transmiten alrededor de 1,000 horas.
About 1,000 hours of broadcasting from the United States are aim at Cuba every week, 1,000 hours of radio broadcasting aim against Cuba every week, promoting subversion, inciting to sabotage against the economy,
atentado,
attempts against our leaders' lives.
Esta modesta persona que ustedes
this modest person that you see here has the privilege,
y yo creo que la iglesia debe
and I think that the church must have something to do with that,
de haber sobrepasado
of having survived
cientos de planes
hundreds of attempts against my life.
Yo creo que las oraciones de ustedes o de muchos de ustedes están presentes.
I think that your prayers have been saving me.
Bueno, aquí. Algo tiene que haber.
There must be something.
Puesto que bueno,
since
¿cómo habrá sido posible?
How could it be possible?
Y todavía esos planes
and those plans are still being hatched today.
No estoy culpando al gobierno.
I'm not blaming the U.S. administration.
Pero hay grupos de extrema derecha,
but there are extreme right-wing groups, extreme racist groups that continue to work feverishly,
para llevar a cabo atentados
to carry forward attempts
contra la economía de
against
nuestro
the economy
país
of our country
y asesinatos
and to murder
de dirigentes
the leaders
de la
of our country.
Se mantiene como ahora. Nadie se imagina
that's still going on.
Que no, que eso haya cambiado.
That has not changed.
En realidad. Me emocionaba el recuerdo de
I was moved by the memory when Mr. Butts was talking. He was reminded us of the day when we went to the church in Havana.
Allá en el Vedado. Yo recuerdo que aquel día yo me convertí como una especie de hermano también.
I remember that day I felt like a brother
porque
in that church.
pronuncié una especie de sermón.
Because I made not a speech, but a kind of a sermon.
Creo que hasta
I delivered a sermon.
Y él se recordaba de más datos.
And he was also reminding us
cuando preguntó
of other data
sobre mis creencias.
When I was asked about my beliefs.
Y lo que yo le había respondido.
And what I had answered then.
Con toda honestidad.
I answered in all honesty.
Es que yo no tuve la suerte de tener
that I was not lucky enough
tan buenos pastores.
To have such good pastors.
Que en vez de decirme cree, me dijeran piensa.
Instead of telling me believe, they should have told me think, meditate.
Y llevaran a mi alma las convicciones.
That way they would have taken to my soul the convictions that I did not have the privilege
de recibir.
Of receiving.
Me convertí en sacerdote de
so I became a priest in a different cause. A
no
cause that I believe though
ninguna contradicción.
A cause that has no contradiction. A cause that has no contradiction with your religious belief and the beliefs of God. God was the idea of good, of doing good to the human beings. And while he was talking, and I was thinking about all these human problems I have been discussing here tonight, all the sufferings of humanity, and I do not want to go through the long list of
calamities
where 4.5 billion human beings are suffering in the world, what billions of illiterate starving people who are living under the poverty line are going through without education, without medical care. When I see so much suffering,
me recordaba al hablar el hermano Botto,
I remember while Brother Botto was talking
una historia o una leyenda,
of a story or a legend
de un indio cubano,
of a Cuban native aborigine. Atuay was his name.
Que con ese espíritu de conquistador, aunque llegaron
the Spaniards,
los españoles
arrived in our countries with that spirit of conquerors.
América Latina.
They arrived with that spirit in Latin America.
Con la cruz y con la espada.
They came with a cross and the sword.
Deben comprender que la cruz no se puede.
You should understand that the cross cannot be introduced with a sword.
Pero el indio Atuay se sublevó contra
that aborigine Atuay uprised against the conquerors.
Y lo condenaron a morir en la
and he was
hoguera.
Sentenced to die in the fire.
Cuando estaba en la hoguera,
and while he was
le dije,
while he was there in the fire, he was told
que existía un cielo,
that there was heaven
y que lo querían bautizar para que fuera,
and that he should be baptized to be able to go to heaven.
Entonces,
and then he asked
el indio preguntó si los españoles
if the Spaniards go to that heaven, I do not want to go there.
Y él no dijo si creía o no creía, dice, bueno, entonces.
He was not asked whether he believed or not.
Yo no quiero
he
ir
said,
al cielo.
If they go to heaven, then I do not want to go there.
Del mismo modo en este mundo muchos.
And nowadays in this world
que nos hablan del cielo.
There are many who speak to us about heaven.
En este mundo.
In this world.
Tan llenos de abuso.
Right here in this world so full of abuses.
Y tan lleno de injusticia.
So full of injustices.
Y en ese sentido,
and in that sense,
yo podría decir,
I could say,
a ese cielo,
that heaven
que ustedes practican en este mundo,
that you practice in this world,
Nosotros
we do not want to go there. We do not believe in that heaven. Nosotros.
Nosotros queremos ir a un cielo de justicia.
We want to go to a heaven where there is justice.
Y de dignidad humana.
Where there is human dignity.
Y nosotros queremos ir a un
we
cielo.
We want to go to a heaven
de hermandad.
Where there is brotherhood.
Y por ese en ese cielo.
And in that heaven.
Creo.
I believe.
Y por ese cielo.
And for that heaven.
Dar mi vida.
I'm willing to give up my life.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.